Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this time you gave me to share, Lord. I thank you for this church. I thank you for the youth that and the people in this church that constantly bless me, Lord. Lord, I just ask for you to use my words. Let them be your words, not mine. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. So, this didn't start out like I wanted it to. I started having this accent out there doing the tailgate party. I might just have to just go with it. Just go with the good Wisconsin. You can't cook stuff on the grill and not have a Wisconsin accent. I suppose you wonder what the tailgate party is all about. Did anybody get a sandwich in here? Huh? Sorry I didn't have any cheese curds, but you know. So most of my talking in front of people is usually at youth groups. So it's like, you know, with a bunch of kids just gathered around and, you know, and with my wife here. So maybe she should come up with me. No, she doesn't want it. So don't be afraid to just come on in and add on, because I'm used to it. Right, guys? Yeah. Oh, I got to get rid of it. Yeah. So I like to have fun. Okay, I guess why not, right? But when we're in youth group, we are all about Jesus too, ain't we? We open the Bible that we believe is the Word of God to us. We are learning from His Word, and it changes us. It molds us. Sometimes we don't want to agree with some of the stuff that's in there, but we know that if it comes between the Bible and us, the Bible wins. Right? So, we believe the Bible is the truth. We encourage each other. We believe we help each other. We love each other. No matter what team we support, whether it be Flambeau, Gilman, Bruce, Packers, Vikings, whatever, you know. Well, I don't know. Yeah. So why tailgating? Okay, so, well, is this anybody's first time seeing a tailgate party? Kinda, a little bit. Yeah, I know. Sometimes ours is maybe a little bit different than, like, if you went to Lambeau Field. You know, there's a little bit lack of alcohol, which that's good. We can be different, right? But what is tailgate all about? Anticipation. It's about food, friends, but mostly about anticipation of something to come. What if we came to church with this type of anticipation? What if we had this anticipation for what God is going to do in us, with us, in our church, in our surroundings, in our community, how He wants to use us? Tailgate is about anticipation, about coming early, maybe staying late. It's about being all in on your team, right? All right, so just for a second, let's go back to the NFL. All right, just for fun, don't worry, we'll get back to Jesus here shortly. Okay, so certain teams in the league have fans with reputations, right? Eagles fans, they're kind of known for a lack of patience. Joey's smiling at me. He knows I'm getting to those Vikings. Steelers are known to be to have great fans. They travel well. And I don't know what that means. If they fit in a suitcase, I don't know. Lions fans, well, they just known to need a hug a lot because they don't win much. All right. Now, so Packer fans, you know, Packer fans are actually known for their warmth and kindness. What are you laughing at? It's the truth. It really is. Yeah, warmth and kindness. I would stop there, but okay, Joey's waiting to what to know the Vikings are for. They're just known not having a clue. Not having a clue. And the Bears, well, they say they're the same thing. I'm just telling you. They just, but we love them all. So what is the point? The point is, what is our reputation as a church? What is our reputation as a follower of Christ? As a church following Christ? Is it warmth and kindness? Is it love and forgiveness? Okay, so let's... Oh, what do you think of that group, eh? That must be the tailgate party, huh? Sorry. So, yeah, you guys going to do them, the clicking for me? All right, you got a thumbs up, good, because I'm not good at the clicker. I got to get rid of this accent, sorry. I just did it way too long. All right, so let's turn in the Bibles to John chapter 13. Should be up on the screen, but I encourage you to flip open your Bible and look in the Bible because, you know, as you know these things, I could change them up to anything I want. But I want you to realize that this is the Word of God. So, you know, don't be afraid to look a little bit before it and a little bit after it, get the context of it. So, you know, don't be afraid to read it for yourself. But I got it up here just for convenience. So this is, you know, Jesus is at the table after washing the disciples' feet. This is at the end. Before he was betrayed, this is the Last Supper. He tells them what is going to come next. He's going to give his life. Here is what he commands you to do. In John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. A new command he gives us. To love one another. That way he goes on to say this, you'll know that you're one of my disciples. Not just any kind of love, but his kind of love. As he loved us, God loves us just the way we are. Not as we should be, because what, kid?
None of us are as we should be.
All right. Yeah, see, she was listening. That was really, said really well by Brendan Manning. God loves us as we are, not as we should be, because none of us as we are as we should be. Do it like I did, as Christ did, not me. Okay. So, are we the church, capital C, meaning all Christians, known for our love? Our stance should be built on love, right? Or are we known for what we dig our heels in about? What we are against? I think that many times what Christians are known for, unfortunately, is that. What we dig our heels in. This doesn't mean that we don't take a stance on what we believe. Of course we do. But we stand, when we stand on something, we better stand with Jesus, right? So, sometimes we may not, this may look a little different to us. It may look different than we think it should be. If you're confused, watch Jesus. See how he interacts with people. Read how he loves the people. He meets them where they are. He makes it clear how he loves. His kind of love is how we are commanded to love. It needs to become our reputation. It needs to start with me. It needs to start with you. It needs to start with our church. It needs to start with the community. It needs to start with the church, capital C. It needs to start with us. But who do we have? We have control of. We have control of ourselves, right? I think I talk a lot about this in youth group. I say it's going to start anywhere. It's going to start with us. We can change a lot of things. Don't get me wrong. I think as a whole, our church is good at showing the love. It's a love check, a gut check. This is so we greet people that they see the love of Christ through us. They see how Christ loves us. Yes, I said it. We should care about what people think about us, because we represent the church. His love should be pouring out of us. People may say, I don't agree with what they're saying, but boy, do they know how to love. It's kind of what I want them to think, you know? Because they don't have to agree with 100% of everything I say. And if they can say that someday truthfully, then we have honored the Lord in how we are loving. This is a giant responsibility. So, question, how did Jesus love us? Before we loved him back. Even after he turned our back, that we turned our back on him, he loved us. On the cross. On the cross, here's Jesus after being beaten and flogged and everything. He's on the cross, dying, and he says, God, forgive them for they know not what they do. If he can do that then, what can we do? Well, shouldn't we be doing that? So how about us? Do we still love the people when they turn their back on us? This may be challenging. I don't know if I can do it as good as Jesus did, but I'm going to give it a try. He loves us when we are at our worst and our best. How about us? Sometimes we all have bad days, right? Bad weeks. Rough times. Okay, so let's look at our church. Do we show love? I think we do. Our reputation is that we love. We give. I mean, look at all the things. Just during the announcements. We did, we have the shoe boxes. We have Thanksgiving. We have people doing, the Carters doing stuff for other people. We have all that going on. We are known. When a funeral happens, man, who's called? We're called to help. And guess what? We all step up. People step up. I love this church. This church is very loving. I mean, this is why for 12 years I drove up here from Stanley, because I felt the love started with Louise. I remember Louise is the only person I knew up here besides the pastor at that time. You know? But I felt the love, you know? And it just continued to grow. So in this little community, what has happened? It started with a couple people, and it just grew. Look where it's growing. How loving we all, how you all are. It's just awesome. When Christ died on the cross, the veil was torn from the top down. Okay? This was that we could come to him just as we are. Love never fails. Matthew chapter 5, 44 through 45. This is the Sermon on the Mount. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons and father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. So, I think we need to give those Viking fans a couple more hugs. Yeah, you're going to get hugs, Joey. So, pray for the ones to persecute us. when the word of God becomes the reality of your life, there is not any boundaries in what God can do in your life. This is going to show who you follow. Now, I wasn't kidding about what the Packers are known for, their kindness. Have you ever been to a Lambeau Field Packer when tailgating? When you walk into Lambeau Field, you see those tailgate parties going on, and you'll see a group of Packer fans over here, and they're cooking on the grill, and they're frying up stuff, and they'll look across the yard, and they'll see a Viking fan or some other Jersey fan. They go on and they say, "Hey, have you tried our cheese curds? You come over here for a bratwurst." Right? So we are known for the love and kindness. I mean, you know, hey, even amongst, I'm telling you, the Packers, where it's at, they're right, guys. The keepers know what they're talking about, eh? So, as followers of God, we should be the best at sharing what we have. And we should point it to Jesus. Not to Lombardi or anything like that. Okay, John 8, 1 through 11. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives early in the morning. He came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such woman. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with a finger on the ground. Next slide. As they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw the stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone with a woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Notice he didn't say, "Ah, love you, see ya, bye." He says, "Go and sin no more." So now watch when and how he sticks his heels in the ground. Okay, Ephesians 3, 17 through 19, Paul said, So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints, that is the breadth, the length, and the height, and the depth, and to know you love the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. His love has standards. It doesn't agree to whatever we think. It doesn't stand in the way. It loves you so you don't fall off a cliff. First Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It is not irritable, resentful. It does not rejoice with wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. With the truth, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. So now, let's just try this and put our own names in the word of love. Ed is patient and kind. Ed does not envy or boast. Ed is not arrogant or rude. Ed does not insist on his own way. Ooh. Sometimes, dear, sorry. Ed is not irritable or resentful. So there's some days, let me tell you. Ed does not rejoice with wrongdoing or rejoices but rejoices with the truth. Ed bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures. So you know what I'm saying here. This is an ouch. This is a good way to do a love check. And if you say, "Well, it is what it is," and you don't believe that God can change anything. We are all a work in progress. We all are. But we should be working on it. We should be a work in progress. He commanded it. We must do it. Is this love in you getting any better? Any bigger? The way it gets better is spending time with Him. Praying. And we talked about that here. Not just in church, not just in youth group, not just when the music's playing. This is, I'm talking one-on-one time between you and God. Little one-on-one. You know, you come in here early, and Joey's, our pastor is one of those that does it way more than, I'm using him as an example. I should be doing more like him. But we're commanded to do this. You know, he's our friend. To treat your friend like you want to talk to him once in a while. It may cost us some time, but it's worth it. What can it do to our community? It's worth it. Now, Pastor Joey, sometimes, just like my wife, we don't always agree on everything. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of things that we don't agree on. But I know that it comes right down to it that it comes between what we think or the Bible wins every time. That's what I love about our pastor and his wife, our pastors. There may be things that you say, they may step on my toes, but I know where your heart is. And I appreciate you as a pastor. Really do. Give me a hug, Viking fan.
Oh, should we pray?
Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you once again for our church, Lord. Lord, I thank you for our pastor and his wife and his family, Lord. And Lord, I pray that, I praise you for the food that's cooking downstairs. And usually I can smell it, Lord, which got me a little bit scared. But hey, I think it must be still pretty good down there, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to be with us in fellowship, with us in our lives. And help us continue to show the love that you've demonstrated so clearly to us, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.